Welcome to the Please Go Away channel. The Please Go Away channel is hosted by the professionals and personalities of Largay Travel and features interesting, informative, and fun podcasts from folks who are passionate about travel for people interested in exploring and experiencing the world.
Hi, this is Paul Largay, and joining me today is Lisa Bain from Orion Expedition. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I am quite well. Thanks for asking, Lisa. Lisa, I just wanted to catch up with you for some of our listening audience there. I've been in the travel business for 30 years, and I've run into many different products along the line, and one of the ones that has tremendous appeal to me is Orion Expeditions. Can you give some of our listeners an idea and some insights into what Orion Cruises is, who's the typical passenger, and what's the genesis of Orion Expeditions?
Yeah, certainly. Look, it's a really exciting company. We were founded back in 2004 by a pretty amazing woman by the name of Serena Bratton down in Australia. And Serena really felt after her time in the cruise industry, the bigger cruise lines, that there was very much an opportunity for guests who wanted to experience a path less traveled, so get out there and touch and feel the places they were visiting, but be able to come back at the end of the night to a much more luxurious expeditionary type vessel. I mean, the voyages that we design for our guests and your clients are really more for travelers rather than tourists. They're the kind of people who are really inquisitive. They really love to get out there. They're adventurous. They're seeking genuine experiences, not something that's kind of canned and made up for them. They love to participate, really, rather than observe. I think that's the really core essence of who Orion is. We want our guests to feel like they've participated in the destination, and they come back really changed. But at the end of the day, you know, they've got the chance to go back for fantastic food and unobtrusive service and great accommodations, and they're traveling with like-minded guests. You know, our average age group is 45 to 75, but, you know, we get much older and we get much younger with families traveling. The way we look at it, it's a really civilized way to travel to some very uncivilized and inhospitable destinations.
And I know that your itineraries, what's the average length of most of your itineraries, Lisa?
The average length is 10 to 11 nights. The longest we have is 20 nights, and that's down into Antarctica from Australia. And the shorter trips, 5 to 7 nights in the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. And of all the exotic places you go, I know that a number of people have inquired to me about a particular place called Borneo. First of all, most people want to know, where in God's name is Borneo?
Okay, well, Borneo is nestled in the heart of the Malay archipelago. So that's kind of sandwiched in between Singapore and Papua New Guinea and above Indonesia and Australia. Interestingly enough, it's the third largest island in the world, and it's got some of the most amazing flora and fauna and indigenous culture. So it's a pretty cool place.
And someone would want to go to Borneo. Are there some unique wildlife features there that you wouldn't see anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, certainly. And this is a really big one for anyone who's done African travel and has an interest in primates. Borneo is home to Camp Leakey, and Camp Leakey is the base of operations for Dr. Birute Mary Guldacus. And if you think of the three great...
That's quite a mouthful, Liz.
It is a bit of a mouthful. I'll ask you to spell it at the end of our chat.
I'll pass.
Birute went into the jungles about 40 years ago with the support of Dr. Lewis Leakey. And so when you think of Diane Fossey and Jane Goodall, Birute Guldacus is right up there with those women as forging into the forests to really study the great primates. And in her case, it was the orangutan. And she set up Camp Leakey 40 years ago, as I said, and has been doing research in this region since then. One of her main focuses now with the deforestation of places like Borneo is the release of infant orangutans once they've been rehabilitated back into the wild, because many of these younger orangutans are left homeless and parentless, you know, with the palm oil plantations over there in Borneo. So what's really unique about our expeditions into this region is we not only get to visit Camp Leakey, where Dr. Birute has done all of her work, But because we're her only corporate sponsor, we have unrivaled access for our partners like Lage Travel to be able to go into the infant care facility at Camp Leakey. And that's a really unique opportunity to be able to come face to face with infant orangutans and to be able to interact with them. And I can really tell you that from being able to sit down on the ground and have an infant orangutan come over and stare deep into your eyes is something that is just life-changing about that kind of experience.
And that just sounds really compelling. And I think in addition to that, Lisa, isn't there something like miniature pink elephants or something like that there?
Well, there are. There's pygmy elephants in Borneo. Those are up on the Kinabatangan River. The area that we're visiting predominantly in 2013 is going to take you down the western coast. So that's going to take in more things like Bako National Park, where you've got proboscis monkeys and orangutans in the wild. You've got 8 species of hornbill, which are a stunning bird, and they've got these huge, huge beaks. And, of course, then they only eat the smallest of insects, which is really interesting.
So for real wildlife enthusiasts, this really is a unique opportunity to see things that you wouldn't see anywhere else in the world.
It most certainly is. And then you've also got the cultural aspect. I mean, the smaller islands that we visit on the Naturno Archipelago, which are between Singapore and the mainland of Borneo, you know, there's some really unique cultures on those islands that are very seldom visited. And then, of course, add to that great snorkeling opportunities because you've got these wonderful reef systems all along the coast of Borneo.
And I love what you said earlier, Lisa, is that you can not only get up close and personal with all of this unique wildlife, but when you come back to the ship, you have not surrendered all your creature comforts. And it's not, as you said before, someone who's looking for belly flop contests or bingo, but it's a very upscale but refined and involved expedition, as you said earlier in the conversation. Now, Lise, going forward in 2013, do you have any particular expedition dates that you perhaps wanted to touch on or let us know?
Yeah, I mean, specifically for Camp Leakey, Faces in the Forest and our Borneo discovery trips, those are happening in October and November of 2013. So those are great trips. We still do have availability on those, but Borneo does tend to book out a long way in advance just because it's such a unique destination and so hard to get to. I mean, our Papua New Guinea expeditions from Australia up into the islands of the Trobriands and Papua New Guinea are stunning. The Kimberley, that top stretch of Australia, which we visit in what's called the dry season down there, that's April through August. And then, of course, we delve much further into the Antarctic continent from Australia. So we go into the Ross Sea and Commonwealth Bay region, which means it's a longer trip, but you're in the Antarctic Circle the whole time you're down there. So really unique destinations that very few people are going to. You know, when we go into places like Antarctica, you're not seeing any other vessels. You're down there and you are truly in the footsteps of the explorers. So 2013, you know, Papua New Guinea, Borneo, the Kimberley region, the Spice Islands, the Forgotten Islands above Australia, and then heading down to Antarctica and the sub-Antarctic islands. It's a really unique side of the world to experience these destinations. And Orion, as you said, it's coming back to a ship that has amazing service. It's 75 crew for 106 guests, so 53 staterooms. And you're sitting across the table at dinner with people who are as inquisitive and excited to get out and experience things as you are. So you've got that instant rapport. And we find when our guests get off the ship, they're changing numbers with folks and planning their next trip straight away.
Sure, so there's that like-mindedness, that common denominator that you've got in there that you don't get on a lot of product. Now, Lisa, I'm sure that you've piqued a lot of people's curiosity about your ships and your destinations. I'm thinking that if there is someone that's listening to this that's interested in perhaps learning more about it, that we could set up a call directly with you along with me or one of our trusted advisors so that they could really dig a lot deeper into the destinations or the products or the expeditions that they're interested in.
Oh, most certainly. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do is get on the phone and be able to talk, you know, day by day what they're going to experience and answer the questions they're going to have because these are off the beaten path destinations. So more than happy to get on the phone and chat with folks and let them learn a little bit more about these great places we go to.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And have we got any special offer that we might be able to put out there to entice the phones to start to ring?
Yeah, of course. We always love to work closely with Large A Travel. I mean, what I'd like to do is offer anyone who is phoning in and suggesting or saying that they heard about us via your podcast, which is such a great way to reach folks, I'll be doing a special beverage package for all new bookings made through Large A up until the end of December.
Oh, that's terrific. And again, Lisa, I just wanted to thank you for spending all this time today to bring us up to date on what Orion Expeditions is all about, giving us a little thumbnail sketch about the ships that you'd be sailing on and the experiences that you'd be having. This is truly a great partnership, and I thank you for taking the time today to join us.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks again. Bye now.
Thank you for taking the time to share in the many wonders of the world brought to you by Large A Travel. For more information, you can visit us online at www.largetravel.com or call one of our destination specialists at 1-800-322-9481.